Na 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 na. It's the motherfucking DRE. All right, let's just get this going. We took a short break after recording the previous edition of Stating the Obvious, because right after I signed off, I found more. I looked at her couch surfing profile. We now know what her diploma from Colorado State University is in. There will be no surprises. There will be no surprises. And I got some other stuff we're going to look at real quick. And then we're going to get back to reading the interview with this famous statist cunt.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan. This is not a safe space. Leave now.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
Yes, you can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present, most likely third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Millions and millions of Great One fans go wild, the way they always do at this time. And Great One himself, Stating the Obvious podcast, cruise missile, my intellect, being launched. Yes, you're a fucking statist, you're a feminist statist, you're a homo statist. You're dead. Doesn't matter what kind of fucking... Oh, if you're a statheist. All the statists out there fucking die and wither under the fucking 50 caliber machine. Alright. We gotta get going on this. I wanted to knock this out in this episode. I don't know if it could be done, but I want to try. So first of all, again, it's important to differentiate between... And I know I'm saying women. I'm using the word women because she's using the word women. It is important to differentiate between normal women and femistatist. Okay? And I talked about polls say that femistatism is going down, the number of women who identify. So we just got some real quick stuff here. It says blah, blah, blah. New poll. It's on the internet. What's the fucking date on this? God, where'd you people learn to make a fucking website? This is 2015-04-09. It says, blah, blah, blah. A new poll appears to contradict that notion, showing only 18% of Americans consider themselves feminist. However, 85% claim they believe in equality for women. Which, of course, again, you have to understand, they're the same thing. No, they're not. Feminism has nothing to do with equality. Femistatism says that men should be automatically assumed to be guilty of rape if they are accused of rape by a woman, and she should not have to present evidence, right? Femistatism says that men should have to pay for children they don't want to have, but women should not have to pay for children they don't want to have. Femistatism says the government should force people to hire a certain number of employees who have vaginas. Okay, none of that stuff is equality. And the notion, and this is this thing that all the fucking femistatist cunts out there cling to and they like to throw out, is that feminism is just about equality between the sex. No, it's not. No, it isn't. You have to be a dumb fucking cunt to fucking believe that. Femistatism has nothing to fucking do with equality between the goddamn sexes. First of all, you can't have equality between the sexes because men and women are different and they're not fucking equal. And that right there, sorry, you can fucking go Trigglypuff all you want. Not a safe space today, okay? Not a fucking safe space. Men and women, not equal. Cannot have equality. Men and men, not equal. Women, nobody's fucking equal. No, there is no fucking equality. Every human on the planet Earth is good at some things, bad at others. There is no fucking equality. The fact that you people don't understand. No, if women are fucking equal, then let's see you get out there on those fucking fishing ships off the shore of Alaska. Get your fucking whore asses out there and catch some motherfucking salmon. Until you're ready to do that, shut the fuck up about being equal. Okay? Shut the fuck up. You're not equal. You're not going to be equal. There's no equality. This is, and the fact that I have to explain that not being equal doesn't, I mean, oh, just fuck it. I can't explain. Those of you who understand men and women aren't equal don't need me to explain this to you. Those of you who think men and women are equal are too stupid to understand it, regardless of how it gets explained. So we're moving on. Despite the popular belief in equal rights, 52% did not identify as feminist, 26% were unsure, so 26% were stupid, 4% passed on the question. The poll also revealed 39% of the public doesn't identify as strictly pro-life or pro-choice. These results make us wonder how so many people can feel lukewarm about such important issues, and what can be done to ignite more passionate response. They don't give a fuck because they're not fucking idiot. This is, what the fuck is this? This is the New York Times. They're not passionate about this stuff because normal people don't give a shit about this, right? Normal people. Oh, God damn it. Normal people go through their lives doing things they want to do with people they want to be with, just trying to be normal people, non-femistatist, normal people don't give a fuck about this kind of shit because they have friends, they have a life, they have hobbies, they're going to work in their garden, they want to spend some time with their kids, they want to go out with their friends and have a beer. Okay, normal people aren't fucking obsessed with this shit the way you stupid fucking douchebag cunts at the motherfucking New York Times are. What is this? Here's some interesting shit. To put in a problem, only 18% of females considered themselves feminist. What's more is that the majority of those asked, 52%, were strongly definitive in declaring they were not feminist, a trend found to be more predominant among women than men. In 1992, people who self-identified as feminists reached an all-time peak of 33%, yet only 68% of Americans believe that men and women should be socially should be social, political, and economic equals. Two decades later, the people who self-identified as feminist plummeted to 18%, while 85% of Americans support gender equality. Poll, few identify as feminist, blah, blah, blah. Only one-fifth of Americans identify as feminist, according to a new Huffington Post and YouGov poll, blah, blah, blah. According to the survey, 20% of Americans, 23% of women, and 16% of men consider themselves feminist. Another 8% consider themselves anti-feminist, while 63% said they are neither. Gee, broken down by party, 32% of Democrats, 19% of independents, and only 5% of Republicans said they were feminists. Gee, feminists are liberal Democrats. Imagine that. You've had 7 years of Obama. Why don't you have equality? Why haven't your problems been fixed? You put all of your faith in the Messiah, Hussein Obama. You strived so hard to get your savior elected president because he was going to fix all of your problems. And yet, you're still fucking whining about all your goddamn problems. Over here, blah, blah, blah. Do I need to read this? 18% of feminine people identify as feminist. 52% gave a definitive no. Talked about that. What Americans think about feminism today? Here's a bunch of shit here. This one actually has the polling data and illustrates to us. All right, so let me back up real quick. Question. Do you consider yourself to be a strong feminist, a feminist, not a feminist, or an anti-feminist? Okay. So men, the question asked of men, 10% said strong feminist. 23% said feminist. So we know that 33% of men are complete fucking beta male orbital white knight sissy pussies. Not a feminist, 50%. Anti-feminist, 5%. No opinion, 12%. I'll throw those in with the beta male pussies, because the reason they said no opinion is because their wife or girlfriend was in the room and they were afraid. Women, Strong feminist, 17% of women. Feminist, 43% of women. Not a feminist, 30% of women. Anti-feminist, 2% of women. No opinion, 7%. So this poll indicates that fully 60% of women in this poll identify as feminist. Now, this poll, and I could probably find the data on the others also. It's just I'm pointing this one out, not because it's the poll that has the most women identifying feminist. I'm pointing this one out because it's the one that provided the easiest link to the original data. And this is what I want to point out. I've pointed this out multiple times before. I have talked to you multiple times. Oh my God, that might be the fifth book. You have no idea what I'm talking about. And you will find out soon enough. This might be the fifth book. I have talked about this book multiple times. I have it right here in my hand. I could find it because I've cleaned the bookshelves. How to Lie with Statistics by Daryl Huff. Read it. And then take your statistics and shove them up your ass. Anytime, I've talked about this over and over again, it doesn't matter if you agree with the polling data or not. Especially with polls, like opinion polls, every fucking opinion poll you have ever encountered in your life, including everyone that I just quoted to you, they're all bullshit. They are 100% bullshit. When you find out how they're conducted, yada, 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 you can always poke holes in every goddamn one of them. There's not a lot of times I disagree with Aaron Cleary. I was watching one of his videos, and he's talking about something, and I don't remember exact context for it, but what he essentially said, I'm paraphrasing, if I misrepresent him, I'm not intending to do so. I'm paraphrasing from memory. He said that whenever he's finding out about a polling information, he said something like, I don't want to know how the poll was conducted, I just want the fucking results. And that's the goddamn problem, right? Because the results are always going to reflect whatever the people conducting the poll want them to reflect. So this poll that says 60% of women are feminist. Okay. The Washington Post Kaiser Family Foundation poll was conducted by telephone. It's a telephone poll. The first thing we know about this, I've talked about this. I have worked in the past for a company that did telephone polls. I know a little bit about this, right? The people who answer the phone and take telephone polls are losers. Okay? People who are accomplishing shit, neurosurgeons, Bill Gates, Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, people who are doing things with their lives, whether you agree with what they're doing or not, that's not relevant at this point, okay? This is called fucking objectivity. It's something a femistatist cunt doesn't possess. People who are actually accomplishing things, creating things, doing things, have hobbies, passions, who are writing books, who are fucking taking care of their garden, who are spending time with their children, these people do not fucking do telephone polls because they're not losers. So for this poll and any other poll, it does. If you bring me a poll and you say, great one, we did a fucking poll. We have the data right here. 97% of people we polled say that you should be the supreme dictator of the United States and you should be able to have sex with any woman you want, but especially the CSU women's volleyball team. If you told me, I would be like, dude, that is fucking amazing, dude. So how'd you get this polling data? And they would say to me, well, we did a telephone poll. At that moment, I don't care. No, you have just told me that your poll consisted of a group of people exclusively populated by losers. It's kind of like voting. Voting, I hate to break this to you fucking dumbasses, voting is a poll. It is a poll in which almost all the participants are losers. normal, intelligent, rational people understand that your vote doesn't fucking count. Okay? That's why we don't vote. Yeah, and also because voting is violence and all this other shit. But ultimately, we who are not stupid understand that voting doesn't make a fucking difference. Okay, if voting could change the system, you wouldn't be allowed to vote. It's a fucking opinion poll of stupid people. This is why when people are like, well, Obama was elected. Yes, as I pointed out, Obama was elected by slightly less than 20% of the population of the United States. All right, so this is a poll, telephone poll. It is now completely invalid. I'm telling you, any poll you ever encounter in your life that is a telephone poll, it is automatically bullshit as soon as you find that out. You know, fucking normal, intelligent, rational people do not do telephone polls. Okay, I think I beat that into the ground. Fucking dead horse. Let's move fuck on. Telephone poll. Conducted between May 21st, June 17th, 2015, among a random national sample of 1,610 adults, including 1,122 women and 488 men. So we're reaching this conclusion, again, sample size. So how did you get the people? How did you get to the people you have gotten the polling data from? Did you do it on the phone? Did you do it in person? Did you do it in the mail? You did it in, I mean, and the thing about and this is the point, all opinion polls are flawed. They're all flawed, right? If you're doing the poll in person, all right, well, where are you doing it? If you're standing outside with your clipboard, if you're outside of a Whole Foods, you're going to get very different results than if you do the poll out in front of a Catholic church. And again, this is not a sides thing. It doesn't fucking matter. If the poll says that everybody on the planet Earth agrees with you personally, it's still bullshit. It has nothing to do with whether or not you agree with the fucking results of the opinion poll. Blah, blah, blah. So this is 1,600 people. 500 men, 1,100 women. You can't really make broad sweeping statements about the opinions of the entire population of the United States of America based on that. That's not a fucking decent sample size. Feminism, blah, blah, blah. What's in a name, blah, blah, blah. Do you consider yourself a feminist or not? 1991, 30%. 1992, 33% said yes. This is really small text. 1999 is 28%. And fucking train is going by. And 2001, 25%. Key points, blah, 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 blah. Results are based on telephone interviews. Again, telephone interviews with 923 national adults. 923 people. And you're going to fucking come at me and say, oh, this is a valid poll. This is the one that says that this is the 1999. So 923 people, telephone poll, 26% identified as feminist. Sorry. I mean, it's great when you read an opinion poll that supports your beliefs, right? We all love that. But the fact is, all opinion polls, regardless of how much you agree or disagree with the opinion that is reflected by them, they're all bullshit. Okay, speaking of bullshit, let's get back to making fun of this chick. Delia. I keep trying to figure out what the fuck her name is. I just don't care. Oh, wait. What is this? I have to sign in. Fuck you. I'm not signing in to couch surfing. Kiss my ass. Okay. Here's Delia's couch surfing profile. If you're just showing up, this is part three. I'm reading an interview with a woman who is a femistatist. We're making fun of her. She's pathetic. Okay. Da da da. She's from Boulder. There's a surprise. Okay, about me. This is her couch surfing profile. About me. I've just graduated with a degree. Come on, guys. Seriously. Take a guess. Take a guess. What two subjects she majored in? Come on, do it. I'm going to give you, take a guess. You ready? Oh, God. Oh, I'm choking death. Oh. I take a deep breath. I'm going to try to do this without laughing. I just graduated with a degree in sociology and a certificate in women's studies. Find your center. Oh my God. Okay. I have a certificate in women's studies. I'm equal. I can do anything a man can do. I don't understand why I can't get a good job. People just don't value my college education. Okay, focus. I'm gonna do mountain pose. Hang on. I'm gonna do mountain pose. I have to focus. We have to fucking do that. See, Randy, see how I'm bringing... Oh, by the way, in the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy, and you can send us email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God@CYNLIVSOC.com on the internet. Okay, I don't want to have a part four. I've got to fucking focus. Okay, here we go. She has her degree in sociology and a certificate in women's studies. I constantly want to see more of the world and its wild, weird people. Gain some understanding. That she has no interest in gaining understanding. There is no fucking interest from this femistatist in gaining understanding. When your thing that you do is publish a zine about hating capitalism and hating white men and talking about how women are all victimized, you're not looking for understanding. You're looking for victimhood. You're looking for special privilege. You're looking to manipulate other people. You're looking to get free stuff. You're looking to get privileges. Okay? You are not looking for understanding. Gain some understanding and clarity. Write and create art until I'm bursting and indulge a spontaneous spirit. I am a personable, if dim-witted, it doesn't say that, I'm editorializing, sorry. I am a personable, curious, artistic, and positive. Oh, I am personable, curious, artistic, and positive. I think I misread that. I am a very warm and open person. I am always looking for depth, looking to learn, challenge my comforts, and push my character. I promise you, if this woman came anywhere near something that's not a safe space, she would shit herself. No, you are not challenging your comforts and pushing your character. You have no interest in learning. You have a degree in sociology with a certificate in women's studies. You are regurgitating the bullshit. You are not interested in learning. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, here's stuff we don't need to waste time on. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, God. I can spurt for hours on end about feminism and social issues. Gee, there's a shock. All right. Moving on. God damn it. I gotta do show notes on all this shit, too. Fuck. All right. Back to the interview. Let's pick up where we left off. Question. It also brings attention to the fact that this is a human issue and that the struggle that women face indicate a larger system that we are all part of. And her response is, yes, women are so powerful and can get so much done. Which do I need to make fun of it again? Do I need to point out that no, women can't get very much done at all? That's why they need welfare, WIC, they need help raising their children, they need the government to force people to have quotas so that they can get jobs, they need welfare, they need food stamps, they need men to pick up heavy objects, they need men to take out the trash, they need men to keep the electricity coming. No, women cannot, this is hashtag he for she, okay? Feminist, they're equal, but they need men to bring the equality to them. And again, remember, no, not all women are femistatist cunts. Some women are normal, and some women appreciate men, and some women, depending on which of those opinion polls you feel like believing, a lot of women don't fucking think that they are feminist. And a lot of women recognize that there are differences between men and women, probably because those women aren't stupid, and they have the ability to look around and go, hey, look, men and women are different. It's not that fucking hard to figure out. It's not oppression. It's not hatred. It's called biology. But if you're a feminist, you're too stupid to understand that because your entire existence revolves around denying the existence of evolution, natural selection, and biology. Okay, I'm never going to get through this if I don't stop tangenting. All right. Yes, women are so powerful, can get so much done, but for really large social change, I think we have to find ways to include everybody. In other words, let's unpack that sentence. See, women can do all this stuff, but if we want to do something really large and important, we need everybody. Now, I know this is going to trigger warning. This is going to trigger all the trannies. There's only two kinds of people, men and women. So if women can do anything, if women are so powerful and get so much done, but for really important, large change, they need everybody. The only other everybody is men. So what she's saying here is women can do things, but for really large social change, we need men to do it because women by themselves can't. Hashtag he for she. Women will be equal as soon as men bring equality to us. Sometimes it feels really slow moving. I mean, sociology was my major, and sitting through a lot of those classes, it really wasn't until the very end that we started talking about intersectionality, which is another of those words that means absolutely nothing. Intersectionality is another word for hating heterosexual white men. And looking at not only what women are experiencing now, you mean being raped by Muslims? Did you talk about women in Europe being raped by Muslim immigrants? I bet you didn't! Because when a Muslim rapes a woman, it's okay. And what black women are experiencing now, what poor black women are experiencing, wait, hold it, Obama's president. How can there be poor people? He was going to solve all the problems. That's why you voted for him. And going further and further in, yes, let's just go all the way, let's find as much victimhood as we can find. I think it was frustrating for me to have sociology and women's studies be these two very separate things that I was studying, when really they are wholly interconnected. I just don't understand why we wouldn't include feminism in every extremely broad thing that we're doing. Yes, why should there be any aspect of life that doesn't have feminism involved in it, right? Because feminism, what, that's the most important thing ever. Well, except for Islam. Islam is more important than feminism, because remember, if a feminist gets raped by an Islamist, it's not rape, because Muslims can't rape women. But feminists really care about women and their equality, because that's the way I think. Oh, so here, I don't understand why we wouldn't include feminism in every broad thing that we're doing, because that's the way I think. Okay, how many times have I explained to you this is the statist worldview? The statist worldview is, I think feminism should be included in everything, therefore feminism should be included in everything, because that's what I think. And as a femistatist, my brain is not capable of entertaining the notion that I might be wrong. I walk around this world and everything has to do with feminism to me. That's called being a loser. That's called not having a boyfriend. That sentence, that is a femistatist. I could not define femistatist any better. I walk around this world and everything has to do with feminism to me. That's a femistatist. And because everything has to do with femistatism for her, by God, it better fucking have to do with femistatism for you as well. And if it doesn't, you are racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump. It's not this random thing that I sit down and study. It's life. At the launch party on what it means to be a woman, which I assume it's in italics, it must be a book or a zine or something. I don't know what it is. Maybe we'll find out. We're in the part now that I have not read ahead. So this is all virgin territory to me. Virgin, kind of like this girl, virgin. That's why everything in life is feminism to her, because she's never had a fucking boyfriend. At the last launch party on what it means to be a woman, this guy was like, quote, I think we need to stop talking in terms of male and female, and we really need to talk in terms of feminine and masculine energies, unquote. That this guy was desperately trying to get this woman to have sex with him, and she's not going to, because no woman is attracted to a white knight beta male orbital who would say something like, we need to stop talking in terms of male and female. We really need to talk in terms of feminine and masculine energy. He is not getting laid. And when you do that, then everybody is involved. Because while there may be some people who are almost entirely masculine-oriented, they have some feminine energy. And if you talk about how that needs to be explored and celebrated, then everybody can join in their own way, in an authentic way, that's not addressing other people, but addressing themselves. There are ways we could all benefit from fostering the growth of our feminine side. If my feminine side growed enough, I'd never need to leave the house. I could just sit home and fondle myself. In a way that allows you to be creative and be healing and be kind and gentle. I see a lot of men who don't feel they can do any of those things, which is tragic to me. Yes, she sees a few men out there who are masculine, and she wants to fuck them, but her tiny little femistatist brain is telling her, no, they're icky, stay away from them, and she hangs out with her beta male orbitals, none of whom make her vagina tingle. And thus, she's still a virgin, and she still sees the world and everything in the world through the lens of femistatism. Okay. Oh, God. Here it goes. Oh, Jesus. Oh, fucking Christ. Ooh. All right, brace yourselves. Question. Where do you think backlash against feminism or people hesitating to identify as feminist comes from? Oh, prepare yourselves. And again, you're not going to hear anything you've never heard before, because they all say the same words. There's no original thinking. There's no individuality amongst the femistatist. I think it mostly has to do with... What do you think it has to do with, huh? What do you think it has to do with? That's a good guess. Hate would have been my first guess also. Not hate. It's the only thing they have. That's a hint. Jack Donovan. All they have is... It's an essay. Jack Donovan, he wrote it. I talked about it on this podcast. In fact, he did an audio production of it. I played the audio production and talked about it. All they have is fear. I think it mostly has to do with fear. Yes, because you see, you stupid femistatist cunt. Anytime other people aren't willing to completely embrace and accept your worldview, the only reason for that, the only possible reason everybody else on the planet, or except of course for Muslims, because Muslims don't have to be feminine. Muslims can rape women, they get to do what they want. But everybody who's not a Muslim, the only reason those people don't just embrace femistatism the way you do is because of fear. Yes, we are all... I am fucking terrified. That's why... You know, that's why I don't think that men should be forced to pay for children they don't want. Even when the children are not even biologically theirs. It's fear. Right? This is why I think women should have to get jobs by earning the job instead of having it given to them via quotas. Because I'm afraid. I'm just so afraid. This is why I think women should stay home and raise their children instead of putting their children in fucking daycare farms and public schools where the children are fucking doped up and dumbed down. It's because I'm just so afraid. I think it mostly has to do with fear. It's a huge issue. It's a life-changing issue if you take it seriously. And I think a lot of people are not down to do that. Well, good thing those people are allowed to vote. This is another great thing about statism. Statism revolves around pointing out that anyone, whichever form of statism, right? Femistatism, statheism, homostatist, just regular left-wing statist, right-wing statist, all statists of all types will advance the argument that anyone who doesn't agree with them is stupid or uneducated or racist, sexist, homophobic, or they're heathens or whatever. And because all these people who don't agree with them are in some way or another inferior to them, the statist, right? That's why they all want democracy. So that all of these people inferior to them who don't have their worldview can vote. Why am I like the only fucking person on the planet who can figure out that if everybody else is as stupid as everybody else thinks they are, you should be completely opposed to the notion of democracy? Democracy is the idea that letting a bunch of stupid people make decisions will result in smart decisions. I'm serious. If this dumb femistatist cunt thinks that all these people are not down to take it seriously, all this, then why is she such a big fucking supporter of democracy if the vast majority of people, depending on which public opinion poll she believes, are stupid in her worldview? Oh God, it gets better. So they'd rather pretend it's not an issue. Oh, let's get back to capitalism, shall we? It's a lot like capitalism in that, quote, this is way too big. I can't change everything in my life, unquote, which you can, but it's a lot. I also think there's some aspect to it that people feel poorly about. When you start to look at your history, oh God, here comes, I feel victim status coming. I'm not read ahead. I feel victim status coming. I also think there's some aspect to it that people feel poorly about. When you start to look at your history and the way you've interacted with people and the principles throughout your life and your childhood, etc., there are some negative things that can come up. Oh, I'm a victim. I'm a victim. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Poor, poor, pitiful me. And we don't have very good ways to deal with or to address privilege. Oh, privilege! There are some people out there who have actually fucking earned their way through life. How are we going to take things away from them? We don't have good ways of addressing things that need to be fixed that we're a part of. It's really hard to recognize yourself as a portion of the problem. Yes, yes it is, you dumb fucking cunt. It is impossible for you to recognize that you are part of the problem. Your femistatism is part of the problem. Your victim mentality is part of the problem. Your hatred of capitalism is part of the problem. Your fucking hatred of white men who are heterosexual and have jobs is part of the problem. The fact that there aren't enough Muslims over here to rape you into submission yet is part of the problem. But don't worry, when Hillary Clinton gets elected, the Muslims will come, and I'm sure one of them will be desperate enough for sex that he will rape you. Okay? Just hang on. You're gonna get sexed up. Sooner or later, it's gonna happen, honey. Even if you are a super conscious female, in a lot of ways, you're not paying attention to these issues, then you're kind of contributing. We're all kind of contributing. Whew. Question. I was drawn to this section of the mission statement on the Coin-Op Feminist Book page. Quote, the zine aims to recognize our communal wounds and search for the places we can find healing among us. Unquote. I love that. With all the suffering that's going on in our world, there's been so much value in focusing on healing as individuals and as a society. Has this been a healing process for you personally? Definitely for me personally, it's been crazy. This is why I love that it's collaborative, because there's a level of accountability that's really great. I can't just turn my head and not feel things. I've worked through so much of my own shit by accidentally stumbling onto these things. I've had several conversations with friends, and they are suddenly divulging really sensitive information to me. And I have to imagine that's because I've very loudly established that I'm open to this kind of thing. I don't know if that's healing for them, but I also think that when we share things, it slightly lessens whatever you're feeling. There are some spaces for this. Some people go to therapy, and people have intimate relationships that can be very healing, but having more than one platform that's a little bit more creative and artistic, where the intent is to share, to be vulnerable and to be open with the people around you, offers an additional avenue that can be essential to how people deal with things. I feel like I have to coax things out of people because I know that they have something, but there's a fear of sharing it. And then if they do, I'm so grateful that I did it. That's really cool to me, to show people that you can share in a way that doesn't really feel horrible, which sharing often does. You ever notice how people on the sharing never want to share any of their wealth? They want to share everybody else's wealth. Yeah, let's raise taxes on rich people. Let's raise taxes on businesses. I know it's a different kind of sharing. I'm having fun. I'm not doing logic right this minute. I'm just making fun of her. All right, Randy, how are we on time? All right, fuck, I might be able to do this. Question, we definitely need to start talking about this stuff as a culture, which is another way of saying we need to get men involved because without men being involved, nothing will happen because without men being involved, nothing gets done. That's a code phrase. We definitely need to start talking about this stuff as a culture and start facing these huge problems in the world. Here's her response. That wasn't actually a question, that was a statement. Okay, here's her response. Yes, there are some pieces in here that come from outside of Fort Collins in Denver, but for the most part, this is pretty local. I think it's been insightful for people to recognize that there are people in their immediate community who are dealing with things every day that they didn't before acknowledge. Yes, here in Fort Collins, we do have pussies. Ah, shit, fuck. All right, we may go over. I'm not doing a fourth episode about this, so just brace yourself. Don't play the fucking closing music. We tend to think about violence and these things as happening very much elsewhere. No, you don't think about them happening elsewhere, because if you thought about violence happening elsewhere, you would notice all the Muslims in Europe killing people and raping women. You're not thinking about it. That's the fucking problem, you dumb feminist cunt. We don't tend to recognize how embedded we are in structures that are pretty violent. Oh, you mean like the state? You mean like the police putting people in cages for not paying child support? You mean like taxation, which if you don't pay your taxes, you'll get locked into a cage? You mean that sort of structure that includes violence? I think recognizing that even slowly starts to shift your understanding of what it means to be nonviolent. Oh God, anytime you hear a fucking statist talk about nonviolence, you stupid cunt. Everything you advocate is based on violence, okay? If not enough women get hired, there will be violence used, or the threat of violence, to force people, businesses, companies to hire more women. If a man doesn't fucking pay the child support, the threat of violence will be used to take money away from him and give it to a woman. Well, just fucking Christ. Listening to a statist invoke nonviolence is fucking sickening. What it means to be loving and to be healing and what it means to take care of yourself. I know you don't mean financially. You have a fucking worthless degree. You're not taking care of yourself financially, honey. I don't take care of yourself. We even do violence unto ourselves in a lot of ways. And that's just so. What an illness we have to not even be able to take care of ourselves and to end up making ourselves kind of miserable. No, it's femistatism that's made you miserable. If you let go of your victimhood and your fucked up ideology and your hatred and fear of heterosexual white men who have a job, and your need to cling to the idea that you are somehow equal to men, if you let go of all of this stuff, you could stop being miserable. And if you get some different glasses, and probably lose a little bit of weight, you might be able to get a boyfriend. Blah, blah, blah. And to end up making ourselves... How can there be another fucking train? We just had a fucking train. And that's just so, where we have an illness not able to take care of ourselves and end up making ourselves kind of miserable and then pinning it on other people because that's what we do as a society. Oh, you mean the way as a femistatist you blame all of your problems on capitalism and white men? I assume you're talking here, you're talking when you say then pinning it on other people because that's what we do as a society. You mean yourself, right? When you pin your problems and your imaginary oppression and all this other bullshit on capitalism and white men. You're talking about yourself, right? Good. I'm glad to see you have this level of self-awareness. And we'll be excited to see what happens when you stop being a femistatist. But really, we have a lot of control about how we're going to approach the future, the present. I really believe that you can't take care of other people and you can't address issues elsewhere until you have dealt with them in yourself. And this just goes to show that everybody's right sometimes. I completely agree with that statement. She is correct. You can't fix other people anyhow. Especially as women, we're taught to take care of other people, which is a beautiful thing. But we're told to do that first, to deal with the people around us first, and then, if you have time, take care of yourself. That is sunk so deep in the way I operate, and it's not a bad thing, but I catch myself, how much is this depleting my energy and not being a fruitful, productive thing? Okay, I mean, she's got a legitimate point there. It's the old thing, you know, you put on your own fucking oxygen mask before you put the oxygen mask on your kid, right? You know, you have to save yourself from drowning before you can save somebody else from drowning. Then this is the great thing about being me, is that I can be intellectually honest. She's a femistatist cunt, but when she's right about something, I can give her credit for being right about something. Question. Wait, did I finish that? Oh, no, I didn't finish. You have to approach yourself with kindness. How the hell are you going to get through the impossibly challenging world if you can't have gentleness towards yourself and your faults and your slowness of moving through the world? We're all at different places. Okay, I mean, yeah, that's not unreasonable advice. Self-awareness. It's too bad she doesn't have any self-awareness. If she did, she wouldn't be a femistatist. Okay, question. Any advice for potential activists or people interested in social change? Oh, God. I can't wait to read this. We're going to get some advice from a 20-fucking-3-year-old, or however old she is. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. With her fucking degree in sociology and women's studies. I can't wait for these fucking words of wisdom. Okay, here we go. I'm still figuring it out. But I think ideally, you recognize your own privilege first. This fucking obsession with privilege. This is on the, well, you know, I could get off my ass and actually do something to make the world better, but instead I'm just gonna sit here and fucking wait for other people to acknowledge their privilege and give me free stuff. Right? Whenever somebody says, well, you need to acknowledge your privilege, that's this code phrase for you need to give me free stuff that I have not earned. Okay? Very few of us, yes, there are people with privilege. The second president, George Bush, would be a great example. Hillary Clinton would be a great example. There are people who are born with the silver spoon in their mouth, who have never accomplished anything of value in their lives, who are rich. Paris Hilton. Can all of us, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, left-wing statist, right-wing statist, Green Party, Constitution Party, Guns and Booze Party, Libertarian Party, Anarcho-Capitalist, Anarcho-Feminist, can all of us agree? That's a serious question. Can we all agree that Paris Hilton has privilege? I think all of us can agree on that. if there's anybody out there who wants to argue with me that Paris Hilton does not have privilege, please present the argument to me in a structured, coherent way. I will take it seriously. Yes, there are some people who have privilege. Your obsession with that is why you're a fucking loser. Your assumption of privilege in everybody else who is better than you, which in your case is essentially every heterosexual white man on the planet Earth. No, not every heterosexual white man has privilege. Many heterosexual white men actually have to work to earn what they have. Not all of us, you know, this idea that, oh, you're a heterosexual white man, you get up in the morning, like when you wake up, money just falls out of the sky and lands on you. I hate to break it to you, you dumb cunt, but that's not how the world works. Sometimes you end up getting to the point much later when you are recognizing conflict. Maybe listening is the starting point. Actually listening to what is conflicting inside of you and what is conflicting around you. Again, she's never listened to the conflicts because her entire ideology is at conflict with reality. Paying attention to people's experiences, observing the world, understanding the way that you're implicated in the system and understanding these huge social forces that are at work that keep people in whatever marginalized position they're in. Now, what keeps you marginalized is your own laziness. That and the government, but you voted for that. Democracy. Okay, we're coming near the end. Question: what does being a human being mean to you? Answer: I think it potentially means being connected to your emotions. And don't get too attached to your emotions. Let's see if she mentions logic at any point. Let's just see if that comes up. But if you can pay attention to what hurts and pay attention to where you find joy, then I think we're all going to become artists and we're all going to become lovers. That is the highest level of consciousness to me, to embody love. And love is art and emotion is art, but we're also totally animals. I don't know. I think that being a really honest being is somehow focusing more on what emotions you feel and what your really honest experiences are. I'm going to quote Audre Lorde. Quote, "The white fathers told us, I think, therefore I am. And the black mother in each of us, the poet whispers in our dreams, I feel, therefore I can be free," unquote. I feel, therefore I can be free. So the Jews in the concentration camps had feelings, so therefore they were free. So what's the problem with putting Jews in concentration camps then? I'm confused. Okay. This is so beautiful to me, to allow yourself to feel, to allow whatever comes into your energy sphere to be what it is and not resist it and just allow it. And in that way, transcend the bullshit that we go through. If only you could transcend the bullshit you believe. Question. It is pretty interesting that expressing emotion and feeling, which is also associated with femininity, is often viewed as a weakness in our culture. But there is so much strength in emotional understanding. Her response, "It's so powerful. What are we doing calling that a weakness?" And that's the end of the interview. And yes, it is a weakness. It is a weakness in the sense that when you make your decisions, such as who should be president, should there be a president, should Muslims be allowed to rape women, right? When you make these decisions, by the way, the answer is yes, Muslims should be allowed to rape women. This is a decision made on emotion, okay? A bunch of fucking femistatists and beta male orbitals were sitting around and they saw Muslims raping women. And they said, well, but if we say if we tell the Muslims they're wrong and if we punish them, well, that's not tolerant and diverse and multicultural and it might hurt somebody's feelings. And so we're going to make an emotional decision to justify Muslims raping women, to justify Muslims harassing women, and to justify Islamic terrorism. Meanwhile, because we have an emotional response of hatred to heterosexual white men, we will espouse the notion that anytime a white man looks at a woman, it's rape. If a white man talks to a woman, it's rape. If a white man does a podcast and makes fun of a femistatist cunt, that's a rape threat. It's a death threat. He must be hunted down. He put in prison. These are all emotional decisions. This is why emotion, when it is used to make decisions which are then forced on other people via the violence, the threat of violence, and the aggression of the state, this is why emotion is a weakness and why you are a dumb femistatist cunt. It's just a little-